WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. This just in, the Justice Department has filed papers to dismiss the 2020 election interference case against Donald Trump after his presidential victory. There's a hearing in Los Angeles this hour for Eric and Lyle Menendez, the two brothers convicted of killing their parents in 1989. New evidence may back up their claims they were molested by their father. Elise Preston is covering.
They're saying that if that abuse would have been presented in 1996 or even now, it changes both the charges and the sentencing.
Deborah Patter reports there may be progress on a deal to win the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Despite both Israeli and American officials saying that this deal could be close, possibly tomorrow or within days, the war seems to have escalated, resulting in a very bloody past few days.
On Wall Street, the Dow is rallying up 346 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are asking hunters to consider purchasing antlerless deer permits in farmland zones during the hunting season. Officials say the state has an especially high whitetail herd population this year, and those deer can cause property damage, crop damage, and often get into the roadways causing accidents. The deer hunting license generally authorizes hunters to kill one buck and one doe, but in some areas, hunters may be allowed to purchase additional antlerless deer permits for $12 each. Energy officials are reminding hunters to check the heating systems at their cabin during the gun deer hunt season. For hunters who may not visit their cabins regularly, restarting the heating system or using a portable heater inside could cause higher carbon monoxide levels. Officials are also reminding hunters to check the batteries in their carbon monoxide detectors or buy one if they haven't already, as the gas is odorless and essentially invisible. Symptoms related to carbon monoxide inhalation include dizziness, nausea, and potentially unconsciousness. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative will soon share updates on its plans for a new community hospital. The group has been working since the closure of the HSHS hospitals earlier this year to replace the loss of healthcare access for residents. They will host a public meeting on December 9th at the Hyde Center to share updates on their plans for the new independent hospital. The group also noted that the new hospital will be different from the planned Aspirus Hospital in Chippewa Falls, offering more delivery, cancer, and surgical services. The Dunn County Health Department is inviting residents to discuss the 2024 Community Health Needs Assessment. According to a press release, the Health Department will host a public meeting on December 6th to get community input on the health challenges facing the area. This year's study found that access to health care, child care, and housing, as well as water pollution and environmental concerns, are the top issues facing residents. County officials are looking for solutions from the community to make sure all potential options are considered. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers clobber the 49ers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a decisive 38-10 win over the 49ers. Green Bay led by running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns. Was there something special he said in the huddle?
Nah, I just told him to give me the ball. Really, but nah, man, I think we went in with a great scheme. I think, you know, it's been a big point of emphasis in this building. Was trying to be an area to grow in and be better in. So it's good when you know that you've been putting in hard work all week and it's paying off.
The Packers rushed for 125 yards in the first half and dominated the time of possession. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner.
Yeah, no, that's about as bad as it can get. Probably the worst I've been a part of. We just didn't make the plays we needed to.
Basketball, the Badgers beat Pittsburgh 81-75 to win their tournament in Orlando and remain undefeated. The Bucks are on their way to play the Miami Heat in Florida tomorrow night. The Bucks have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
A wintry mix. As winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. But the good news is we'll be sitting pretty under a ton of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels turns down a Trump cabinet position. Is he lazy or just against divesting? Also, MTG claims subpoena power. Who's she coming after? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Glad to have you along on a Monday, November 25th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you with us. A little gloomy here. Let's check out the old street cam. We haven't gone outside, Zommers, in a while. This is our lovely view high atop State Street. For those watching on the stream, you can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. There it is. People, there's a bicyclist just going up the State Street there. People out and about. A little drizzly right now. But, you know, all in all, as Brittany Merlot just said, it's supposed to get a little bit more sunny tomorrow. And fairly nice. No big storms coming in this week for the holiday travel weekend, so that's good news. A lot of people on the roads, flying around, so.
For now, the concrete appreciates the water. Or the plants. There are plants, just yes, we can't see very much.
A lot of people, I mean, still southern parts of Wisconsin still doing some drought, so extremely dry conditions. So the moisture is welcome to all those people, so glad to have you along here at Hour 2. Coming up in a minute, a little what's worse for you. Egg prices, at least some, are getting higher again. We will tell you the truth about what's going on with that. No, it's not political. Also, guardrails that may remain in American politics. Talk a little bit about that and take your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zommers, did you have a nice weekend?
I did. All right. We celebrated one of my friend's birthday. Nice. Happy birthday, Danielle. It was yesterday. We celebrated on Saturday, though.
Very good.
Normally, she's not the kind of person who likes surprises, but we did a surprise party.
Nice.
But we did it in a way that's not like jump out and yell at you with the lights off.
All right.
We're just in her house, which is also kind of weird. Yeah. But her sister planned it, so we were allowed to be in her house.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, so that was fun. How about yourself?
Well, thank you very much for asking. I went back to the RC. Helped mom prepare a little bit for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday on Saturday. That was nice. Just kind of chill out the old RC for most of the afternoon and into the evening on Saturday. Then I came back to Madison because I had a lot to do. I've been, as listeners know very well, spent a lot of time this fall and summer on the road. And so just a lot of clutter, a lot of things in the apartment that need to be kind of put back away. And I was going to spend the day that way. Well, also, I think as I've shared on the show, I have an iPhone 11, which has lasted along 4 years, whatever. And some of the things it's just broken. And so warranty is expired. So I was due for a new phone. I had planned on doing this on Black Friday because I was told that I happen to have US Cellular. That was going to be the best deal. So I thought, well, because I'd seen a couple of things advertised. Why don't, Todd, you stop in on Sunday? Because maybe you could do this and beat the rush. And so to speed up a very long story, I ended up biting the bullet and getting the new phone yesterday over the weekend.
Oh.
And I had to leave it there for about 2.5 hours for everything to transfer over. I said, that's fine. I have errands to run. I'm going to go back downtown to the station here and get a couple of things done for today's show and whatnot. And then I was going to go out and pick up my phone and go back to my apartment. And so I'm going through downtown and our lovely Cap City Market, little grocery store right down here. I frequent quite a bit. I needed milk, some organic Valley milk. And so I thought, well, I'll stop. I'll swing by and pick up a half gallon of milk and a couple of things and get my phone and go home. So I'm right downtown here, like 3 blocks where we're at right now, an area I know very, very, very well. So I'm in my truck and I come to a stop sign and I stopped at the stop and I looked over to my left and there I saw two of Madison's finest police officers sitting in their SUV police vehicle. Oh, that's nice. I stopped. I had my blinker on. I turned left. And as I drove by them, I happened to glance over and they were both younger law enforcement officers and they had big smiles on their face. And I thought, well, that's great. They're out there having a good time. They're keeping it safe. That's fantastic. And so I pull over about a half block away from there to go into the grocery store. And I see that as I'm my rear view mirror, I see them kind of slowly turn around and they come right up behind me and I got cherries and berries behind me. They turn on their lights. And I'm thinking, are they stopping to say hi or what's the deal?
Did you turn the wrong way down to one way?
No, I didn't. And I'd already gotten out. I was literally walking to the store and I kind of looked at him. I pointed at me and like, you want me? Like, is this me? And then they get out and it seemed to be the senior officer. They're both very young. And she seemed to be in charge. Goes, yeah, just hold tight for a second. And so they both get out. And what was clearly that the younger gentleman, I'm guessing it may have been his second week of the job. Very young guy, very polite, very formal, you know, good afternoon. I'm officer so-and-so. I'm not sure what I did. And well, you didn't make a complete stop at the stop sign. You rolled for the stop sign. And I said, with all due respect, I'm pretty sure I stopped. Oh, well, because you have license and registration. So, okay, fine. Got my license. Thank goodness. Remember, I told you like a month ago when I got my license renewed. I said, yeah, if I don't do this, right? So my license was fine. My registration was fine. And then you gotta give them your insurance too. Well, I don't know. I don't have the paper thing. I looked in my glove box. I didn't.
It's on my phone.
I said, thank goodness I have the U.S. Cellular bag still in my truck. I said, look, I just came from the U.S. Cellular store. I'm getting a new phone. All my insurance proof is on my phone. And they were very, very nice about it. And they said, okay, we'll just stay tight here. We just have to go back and do some paperwork. And they were gone for like, I don't know. It seemed, it was probably over only 8 or 10 minutes, but it seemed like a lot longer. And I'm just going, what is the deal? And so finally they came back. And the young guy, he was very nice. And he quoted me the Wisconsin state statute. And he said, well, according to state statute, such and such and such and such, a legal stop is having your vehicle entirely behind the white line. So apparently, like from my bumper, my front of my truck to my wheels, the front wheels, like that 3 foot or whatever it was, had crossed over the crosswalk line when I stopped. And that, according to state statute, does not constitute a legal stop.
So what happened there is they were sitting there waiting for somebody to stop like a normal human being so that they could train this guy on how to pull someone over.
That's exactly what happened. And that's why they were smiling. You know, I'm surmising now that his senior officer said, is that a legal stop? And he goes, well, not really. Yep, you're right. Yep,
probably.
And so, you know, they gave me a formal warning, a warning. So I got a written warning. I did not get a ticket. I did not get a citation. They gave me a written warning and told me what the state statute is. And I said, well, you know, again, I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me only the warning. I really do feel that I stopped, but I mean, I thank you very much for what you do. I appreciate it. And they went on their way and I went and got some milk. And a bottle of wine. here's my beef. All right. And I should save this till tomorrow with Luke Mathers. Okay. By the book, they're probably right. But here's my beef. And you live here, Zombers. This should be what's worse. What's worse, dodging deer driving out to Richland Center or dodging bikers in Madison? Because, I mean, these folks on bikes, they whip through at full speed, don't even slow down, and you're having to dodge them if you're driving. But I get pulled over and get a formal warning because I stopped and part of the front of my vehicle was over the white line. So that was my weekend. I don't get it. Anyway, Llama listening in Madison WMDX says Todd is a menace to society. No one is safe. Well, apparently so. Apparently so. So anyway, and I haven't gotten it. And again, I was not ticketed. So that's good. Won't affect my insurance. But back, it's probably been 15 or 20 years since I've actually gotten a speeding ticket. And I never got a speeding ticket like out of the interstate going like 95 or anything like that, or going 75 into 55. No. Back when I used to get speeding tickets, it was always like going 35 into 25, coming into town, going down a hill. You know, it was just 855-752-4842. Keith, listening in Broadhead. Keith, what do you want to say about my traffic situation?
Well, Todd, I gotta believe, or I gotta actually side with the officer there, and I'm hoping that is a sign of things to come in Madison, that they begin to actually enforce stop signs, right turns, stopping before you go. Maybe perhaps a speed limit sign now and then might be enforced. For 30 years, I came back last year, and oh my God, it is unbelievable. I've driven in 13 different states and 3 different countries, and Madison's driver got to be top 5 worst.
Well, I guess my bumper was over the white. They weren't disputing that I stopped. It's just that I did not make a Wisconsin statutory legal stop, which constitutes stopping behind the white line.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about, because the pedestrian is going across the street, and bikers, bicyclists, man, it is the old west out there for those people. I feel it's scary as hell riding a bike in a city anymore, unless you're on
I disagree. I think it's scary as hell having bikers in Madison that don't obey the signs. Also,
I will agree with you on that.
Also, if there's a crosswalk where there's lights where you're supposed to stop, push the lights flash, and there's a driver, you're supposed to wait then for people to either bike or walk in those crosswalks. What happens here in Madison is that particularly bicyclists feel that those are just bridges, and they don't stop, they don't push the button, and they dart out like deer on a prickly ash. I mean, somebody's going to get killed, I'm telling you. All right, we'll come back. We'll come back. We'll come back to a what's worse, and it's not involving traffic. It's the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour, 1 o'clock on Monday, November 25th, 2024. When do you dial up there, Zomer?
Life is a highway.
Well, I stopped. They weren't disputing whether I stopped. It was whether my bumper was over that white line. So be aware. Quick updates on the text line. WAUK Michaela in West Bend says, trying to turn right in Madison, right when classes, UW classes let out, was one of the most anxiety-inducing experiences of my entire life. I deal with watching for deer every day, so the bikers in Madison are the worst. they're both bad. And look, I'm all for share. Here's where I'm at. Share the road. Everybody follow the rules. And if I did not make a statutory Wisconsin stop, then I was at fault and deserved the warning.
The problem is that, as Jeff Perry comments on Facebook, how about the cops crack down on the people running red lights? In Madison, bikers, pedestrians, drivers, none of them follow the rules.
Very few.
It's nowhere near as bad as like Chicago, but still people are going real fast. People run red lights if they're kind of close. People start walking across the street whenever they feel like it.
We see this all the time. Speaking of our street, Kim, we see people almost partner every day when the cars have a green light. Yeah, pedestrians just walking out into the middle of the street going up State Street. They don't give a crap about whether they have the light or not. Tom, listening in Sauk County via WMDX, says, if they saw you, the law enforcement officers look at them. That was reason enough for what they did. Well, therein, that's a great point, because that helps me make my point. I came to a stop. I looked left, saw them. I looked right, making sure nobody is coming, and then I made a left turn. So I literally stopped and looked both ways before I proceeded. It wasn't like I was making faces or anything like that. You look to your left and they're right there. But Zomers is right, because they were situated perpendicular to the intersection. So they were intentionally, I think you're right, that they were doing this as a training exercise, taking this new guy, this rookie, through his steps and just waiting for some Yahoo like me who didn't know the statutory meaning of a stop sign.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to train people without inflicting this on random citizens who stopped perfectly normally.
But I just got the warning. They could not have been nicer individuals. Here's a viewer on Facebook. I would like the Beltline speed to be kept at 60. Some go 70 and up. I try to avoid the Beltline. No police around. I could not agree more with that, Linda.
The 55 on the Beltline
is a joke.
Yeah. Not even a suggestion. It's just a joke.
I would love it to be 70. I mean, what you're absolutely right, because the Beltline, you get Yahoo's now going on there all the time, 90 miles an hour, easy. And they're darting in and out of traffic. Totally agree with that. All right, it is 24 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, only your chance to be heard on statewide radio and around the world on the Civic Media app. All right. There were two last week. There were two What's Worses, and I gave Zombers a choice. So here is the backup What's Worse. We'll see how this goes. It is the we're coming in now to the cold and flu season. Lots of respiratory stuff going around. And I don't know about you, but I'm particular on my, I call them, I mean, what there's a word for that when people just use a certain word. So I call it Kleenex. I know Kleenex is a brand, but I call them, they're quote unquote facial tissues. But most people say Kleenex.
Yeah.
I happen to use Puffs. I like Puffs, not Kleenex brand, but I still call them Kleenex. So there is the, I'll call them the normal kind of just whatever paper Kleenex. But now over the last few years, they've gotten fancy. And a lot of people like these lotion-infused Kleenexes. So the question is, what's worse, Kleenex with lotion or Kleenex without lotion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Download it today, your Apple or Android device. Simply type in to your search engine for your app store, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, cute little CM logo. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, Kleenex with lotion or Kleenex without lotion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We have a box of, and see, this is like a hybrid, I think. Here, this is actually Kleenex brand here in the studio. It says professional comfort. These are professional Kleenex.
Professional just means for businesses.
Right. Comfort touch. Comfort touch. So I don't know that there's actually any lotion in this. It doesn't really feel like it. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, these Kleenexes with lotion, here's my problem with them. You don't know whether you've gotten your nostrils clean or not because it's still slippery.
Yeah, the slippery lotion, it's not. I'm not a fan of those either.
I
feel
like
if you're really sick, you got to go for extra soft because otherwise you will destroy your nose. But otherwise, just normal.
Right, and I get the point. I mean, the point, because you can buy like the really, I don't know, like good value Kleenex or good value facial tissue.
Don't do that.
And that's like blowing your nose with sandpaper, especially if you have a cold and you're going through 4, 5, 6, 7 days where you're just constantly blowing your nose. Yeah, I mean, you got look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the end of your sickness because the facial tissues are so rough. But if you just, like you say, invest in some nicer Puffs brand or Kleenex brand, nice facial tissue, you don't need the lotion. And I think the lotion just makes my nose feel all slippery and gross.
Plus, a lot of people have allergies to stuff, and you don't know what's in the lotion.
Right. So what's worse, Kleenex with lotion or Kleenex without lotion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Matt, listening in Middleton, says without lotion is best as the other just wipes it on my beard and can't tell if I got everything. Yes. And and citations, he says, are just another tax on Todd. I did not get a citation, just an official warning. And they were very, very nice about it. All right, come on back. Your phone calls and more as well. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As the holiday travel season gets underway, AAA officials are expecting a record number of Wisconsin residents to be hitting the roads. The current record was set in 2019 before the COVID-19 pandemic started to keep people home, but last year's travel numbers almost reached that record again. This year, officials are expecting nearly 1.6 million residents to be out on the roads between Tuesday and next Monday. Officials are reminding residents to build in extra travel time in their plans, follow the speed limits, and do not drive under the influence. Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller tax burden than most other states. According to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, limits on local property and income taxes combined with average wages rising by about 9% has led to the lowest tax rate burden compared to the national average ever for the state. Wisconsin now ranks 35th in tax burden, which is the state's lowest ranking on record. The report also credited Governor Tony Evers lowering the third income tax bracket in 2021 for contributing to the falling tax burden. The Menominee City Council has awarded the contract for a library renovation project. The contract for the Menominee Public Library Vibrant Spaces Phase 1 project was awarded to Haas Sons, Inc. for about $245,000. The city has received nearly $45,000 in grant funding from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and plans to use another $29,000 from the American Rescue Plan Act for the project. They plan to renovate the library's waterfront space to create a new community gathering area. A Rice Lake man is facing drug trafficking charges that could land him in prison for decades. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, 34-year-old David Anderson was accused of distributing and possessing with intent to distribute methamphetamines, as well as maintaining a drug trafficking premises. Court records say Anderson was in possession of more than 50 grams of methamphetamines during the course of their investigation in early April. If convicted on that charge, he could be facing as much as 40 years in prison. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Timothy Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in L.A. last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A wintry mix as winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. But the good news is we'll be sitting pretty under a ton of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
It's Thanksgiving week, and I've got a special guest, Professor Bill Whitford, the named plaintiff in the Supreme Court gerrymandering case out of Wisconsin, joins us. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Bay lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Paddle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour. Glad to have you along. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board asking the what's worse question. What's worse, Kleenex with lotion or Kleenex without lotion? Kleenex or facial tissue with lotion or facial tissue without lotion? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, text us on the Civic Media app. Off of the text line, new listener listening on WMDX says, quote, I hate when I unknowingly grab a Kleenex with lotion to clean my glasses, unquote. Great point. Absolutely. Have you ever done that, Sommers?
No, because using any paper products to clean your glasses can scratch them. And when your glasses are as expensive as mine, you don't do that.
Right. Better to use like a soft cloth.
The best way to clean your glasses, according to many glasses manufacturers, such as Warby Parker, or not a manufacturer, but Shopko Optical, I looked up in the break and got multiple sources, is to use lukewarm tap water. First, wash your hands. Make sure you don't have more dirt on there. Give them a little rinse. Put a dot of dish soap that's not scented on each lens.
Really?
Gently, you know, get that rubbed in there. Rinse them off. And then clean it off with a microfiber cloth or something like that. Something soft. Something that don't use your clothes. They're not designed for that and they'll scratch it up. Don't use paper products. That'll scratch it up.
Mm-hmm. Thus, we end the eyeglasses etiquette with Aaron Zommers. Very good.
That's why I'm here, folks.
Very, very good. Yeah, I did not know you could use dish soap or non-scented. I try either to use just water and like a soft cloth, or I've got the lens cleaning stuff and then a microfiber cloth if I can. But no, but in a pinch, I have done that. Like just, like it needs to be cleaned, you know, and you grab a tissue and it's got lotion in it. Well, now you're up a creek without a paddle because now your glasses are already dirty. Now they're smudged with lotion. And heaven help you to try to get that off without some proper cleaning stuff.
Yeah. So and also, if you normally clean your glasses with Kleenexes and they're not getting all scratched up, I guess you're fine.
Like, well, that's true.
Telling you how to live your life. I'm making a suggestion.
And a good one. Michaela in West Bend, listening to WAUK, says tissues with lotion is the worst. I want to know what is on my hands after helping a toddler blow his nose. Snot or lotion is not a fun game. That could be a new one. Is it snot or is it lotion? I just keep a dedicated jar of Vaseline or a dedicated lip balm for my nose to keep it from drying or cracking. Well, there. Yes,
that is an essential tip if you're very sick.
Yeah, if you're really sick and you have to blow your nose constantly. All right. Let's see. Dennis listening in beautiful West Dallas on WAUK. Less wipes you can.
Or lens wipes.
Oh, lens wipes. Sorry, lens wipes. You can get them at Walmart.
$5.83 for a box of 100.
I couldn't see the dot. Maybe I need new glasses.
No, there isn't a dot.
So, all right, $5.83 for a box of 100. All right. Well, that's another. See, we're nothing if not helpful to our lovely our viewers and our listeners.
To our viewers who have trouble viewing and have glasses. Right.
Keep calling in, keep texting. What's worse, facial tissue with lotion, facial tissue without lotion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, here's a little bit of news you can use because unfortunately these days everything gets political, right? So here now from CBS News, eggs are getting scarcer and pricier ahead of the holidays. Here's why. And I want to quickly add to this story. In some locations, not everybody has to run out. Oh my gosh, I can't find eggs. Because after I was pulled over by authorities, I was just in a grocery store yesterday and there seemed to be plenty of eggs on the shelves. But here now it says Americans planning to do some holiday baking this year may have to scramble, get it? To track down a key ingredient. Some stores around the U.S. are running short of eggs, especially those operating in states that require eggs from cage-free hens, such as cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza, better known as HPAI, flare, and the virus spreads from wild birds to commercial flocks. More than 40% of the nation's roughly 300 million egg-laying hens, sorry, computer just kind of froze up, are raised in cage-free facilities. But roughly 60% of bird flu cases recently detected involving cage-free farms. Quote, after 2 months of no outbreaks, we had them recently in Utah, Oregon, California, the state of Washington. And three of those states are exclusively cage-free. Emily Metz, chief executive of the president of the American Egg Board, told CBS Money Watch, quote, where we are hearing reports of shortages, it's at stores like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, unquote. So again, I mean, I try to buy local. I buy my eggs from, it's an organic cage-free farm in Shoalsburg, Wisconsin, in beautiful Lafayette County. So that's where I choose to buy those eggs. But I know, you know, some stores like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, and those stores are not in, you know, widely spread in Wisconsin. That's what we're really talking about. So if you're in a smaller town at your local IGA or whatever it might be, probably not going to see a shortage there. On with the story. After a brief respite from bird flu among commercial egg producers, HPAI struck again, starting in mid-October, resulting in the loss of 2.8 million birds. The nation's egg production fell 2.6% last month from a year ago and is projected to be down 1% this year versus 2023, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. The outbreaks, which began in January of 2022, have affected nearly 110 million chickens, turkeys, and other birds, including wild commercial and backyard flocks in 49 states, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The return of bird flu is wiping out poultry populations at commercial facilities in multiple states, most recently striking more than a million egg-laying hens at California's Kern County. More than 790,000 egg layers were also culled last week at a commercial operation in Arizona's Pinal County. Pinal County, I didn't know, P-I-N-A-L. Pinal? I'm certain, Pinal County. So you have a bunch of chickens in a penal county. No, I'm not sure. They're all locked up, right? The point of bringing this story to you, again, obviously, be careful what you buy and that sort of thing. But it's about the narrative. And Trigvi Olsen, who will be on the program on Wednesday, he talks about this all the time, right? The narrative out there that, oh my gosh, egg prices are going through the roof. Well, sure, if you choose to buy organic cage-free, you know, eggs at, you know, a higher-end supermarket or whatever, that might be the case. But it's only in select states, so there's not egg shortages around the entire country. And again, the headline on this story and by CBS News, eggs are getting scarcer and pricier ahead of the holidays. Here's why. That's the headline. So people see that headline, like, see, eggs are getting more expensive. Well, in select areas. I think it's just why we need to, you know, pause, reflect, take a breath, realize what's really going on here. And for most of us in Wisconsin, there should be plenty of eggs to go around. Because it is the holiday season now, the holiday baking season. Are you a big baker during the holidays, Thomas?
I do some. I like to, I mean, more than the rest of the year. So
really, yeah.
Like to make some breads, some cookies, you know, it depends on what the event is. And if it's like a potluck, I could bring something, or if I'm just making food for myself, I'll make some muffins.
Oh, muffins. All right. Very good. Well, you know, a lot of us are going to be going around buying things for the holiday this week. A lot of groceries. I mean, like today, tomorrow and Wednesday, my heart goes out to everyone who works at a supermarket, a grocery store.
And Friday.
On Friday too, but particularly people working in grocery stores. I mean, it's just crazy. So thanks for all the people that are checking out, restocking, butchers, all that kind of stuff. Very important folks. And then you got Thanksgiving on Thursday. And here now, an article, what is open and closed on Thanksgiving Day 2024? Most stores have closed on Thanksgiving to give employees a break, but a few places will remain open. This is again, something that gets my goat. I see no reason that stores should be open other than like a gas station or something on Thanksgiving Day proper. And most recently, when I was working for L.L. Bean in retail, we were not open on Thanksgiving Day proper. We would open early on Black Friday. So I appreciate stores that are closing. And that has been the trend, by the way. But there are still some that are still open. Stores that will be open on Thanksgiving Day. Big Lots. What do you have to go to Big Lots for on Thanksgiving? Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Cub Foods. Most stores will be open limited hours on Thanksgiving Day from 6 until 2. Now that, I mean, a grocery store that might open in the morning and then close around noon or slightly thereafter. I mean, I get that to it. People want last minute food items or what have you, but closing at 2. CVS. Most CVS pharmacy stores are closed on Thanksgiving, but the pharmacy says some will remain open. And I guess stores that are open maybe 24 hours a day for pharmaceuticals, all right? Walgreens. Walgreens will again close most stores on Thanksgiving, but 24-hour locations will remain open to meet customer and patient healthcare needs. All right? Here's one, and Starbucks. And again, I started my coffee career years ago at Starbucks. All right. You can still get caffeine. Most Starbucks stores will be open on Thanksgiving Day, but hours may vary. Some stores may close early or have shorter hours. That one I don't get. I mean, maybe for really busy areas from 6 in the morning till 10 or something like that to get people on their way for Thanksgiving. But when I had my coffee shop, we were always closed on Thanksgiving Day proper. Just give your employees the day off. Here's one I do not get. Dollar General. Most stores will be open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. But check your local store's hours. Dollar General. There's nothing you need at Dollar General on Thanksgiving Day proper. Cabela's. Big outdoor store. Cabela's open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
I do actually get that one because prime deer hunting season.
Yeah, I guess.
However, you should have prepared ahead of time.
If you haven't got your stuff for gun deer season by Thanksgiving, I mean, there's only, 3 days left at that point.
Right.
I mean, come on. Now, look, gas stations, here's one. I mean, I get that. People are out the road, need gas, you know. Most major gas stations, of course, are open on Thanksgiving. Stores that are closed. Target. Good for them. Walmart. While big box retailers have been known to be open in the past, Walmart will be closed on Thanksgiving Day again in 2024. Now, some of them open insanely early on Black Friday, but on Thanksgiving Day, proper close. Best Buy. Closing up shop for Thanksgiving. Kohl's. Closed on Thanksgiving. Lowe's. Also closed on Thanksgiving. JCPenney.
All three of them that are left.
Right. JCPenney's are showing some love to their employees. What's left this holiday season have decided to be closed on Thanksgiving. Open at 5 a.m. on Black Friday. Macy's. Macy's closed on Thanksgiving. Unless you work in New York, then you got the parade. Home Depot closed on Thanksgiving. Costco also closed on Thanksgiving. We're still open. We'll be back after this in the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC News Radio or CBS News Radio, depending upon the great station you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network, all across Wisconsin and around the world. Then coming up, a little check of weather and sports, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4. Here's a great programming note. The Maggie we saw just earlier, she's here at the world headquarters here in Madison, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Maggie will be joined by UW Law School professor Bill Whitford on gerrymandering, talking about that subject. It could be here in studio in Madison. Bill was the named plaintiff in the Wisconsin gerrymandering case that went to the Supreme Court of the United States. Then the Center for American Progress's Andrea Dukas will be here, the Vice President of Health Policy at CAP Action, talking about the appointments of RFK Jr. and Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz, you know, we haven't really talked about Dr. Oz. He's also been appointed to the Trump cabinet. And yeah, it'll be great because every Thursday he'll be talking about how to lose weight.
New made-up method.
Right, exactly. Dr. Oz. So anyway, they're going to be talking about that, other key administrative positions, what that could mean about public health and more broadly policy shifts the next administration are planning, cuts to Medicaid, the ACA, etc. So the Maggie Dawn Show, it's an action-packed Maggie Dawn Show right here in the old World Headquarters Studios, which means that even as we speak, people around me are pushing me out, cleaning me out of the studio.
Not yet.
No, not yet. And then after that, Dom Selvey is going to be here in Madison as well. We look forward. I just made that up. But wouldn't that be spectacular if he was?
It would, but I would need to know.
Dom Selvey will be here from 4 until 6. He'll be coming to us from the Waukesha studios by way of Racine and Kenosha. And then Pete Schwabe will be joining us via helicopter tonight. Apparently, this is going to be fabulous, by the way, on Nightlight from 6 until 8. Pete Schwabe is going to recreate the WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop, which I can't wait for.
That'll be something to behold.
I'm looking forward to that in nervous anticipation. Oh, the humanity. Les Nessman. And then after that, we got Rick Smith across America. And then our own Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So another action-packed day into the afternoon. Oh, here, I actually have a note on Dom Sylvia. Dom today will be joined by Harvey J.K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy and Justice Studies at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And Dom will recap the weekend headlines that you may have missed. So, excellent. There you go. That's what's coming up a little bit later on Civic Media. Talking about places that have been closed or being closed for Thanksgiving. And I'm a big proponent of this. You understand? Unless it's a gas station where people have to buy gas. Or, you know, I do kind of see, in some cases, pharmacies, because people get sick on the holidays. But aside from that, and maybe grocery stores in the morning, give your employees the day off. Dollar General, one of these companies that's going to still be open. Michaela, listening on West Bend, WAUK, says, if you've ever been down south, Dollar General does make sense. In some places, it is the only option for miles around if you happen to need necessities. I guess I can see that. I mean, there are some places in rural Wisconsin where Dollar General might be the only kind of store for a long ways away. But again, are they really selling life and death products? There's no, you can't get pharmacy stuff at, I mean, over, you can't get prescriptions at Dollar General. Right. I don't know. I think that on Christmas Day, on Thanksgiving Day, on New Year's Day, you give your employees the day off. Just chill out a little bit. Enjoy the holiday with friends and family. That's what we're going to do. Now, there is another great example, like our friend Phil Nee at WRCO Richland Center. Now, there is a station that is integral to the community that's giving people news, weather, travel information. Phil's going to have a live show on Thanksgiving Day.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, for our little dog and pony show, we're just talking about stuff. So we can pre-record. I think WFHR probably has Wisconsin Rapids.
I believe so.
Probably has somebody there all the time as well, a live body. So when you're you know, a committed local news station like that, you know, and also you get people at local television stations that bring us the news and weather. They have people there every day as well, and that's fine. But for retail outlets, that's what I'm talking about. Do people really need to shop on Thanksgiving Day proper? My answer is no. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. I have shopped on Thanksgiving before.
Have you? Like retail shopped?
Not like gone shopping, but gone to one of the stores that was open to be like, oh crap, we forgot this one ingredient for right. Thanksgiving dinner.
If I'm being completely honest, I believe there may have been one or two Thanksgivings when I also went to like a grocery store early in the morning on Thanksgiving because we forgot something.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Early in the morning. Right. A lot of stores do have limited hours, and that I can.
Right. I think that's the exception.
But also, if you forgot something and nowhere is open, you'll be okay.
You'll be okay. Just take a breath. It'll all be fine. Enjoy the time together. That's what, to me, I think that's what we've talked about on the show before. To me, that's what the holidays are. Yes. As I've gotten older, that's really what it becomes about. Seeing our loved ones that we don't get to see as much as we'd like to and just hanging out. So. Also, I should shout, Menards also closed. You cannot save big money at Menards on Thanksgiving. And rightly so. All right, great show today. Appreciate everybody calling in. Appreciate the text as well. Tomorrow, our very own Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. It'll be a great day. We'll see you then. Mr. Zommers, thank you to you. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next right here in the studio. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.